Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Kiwi Keely is the headline in the Irish Daily Star over a photo of New Zealander Keely O'Grady, the new Rosa Tralee. Her picture is everywhere, but she doesn't get as much coverage as Taoiseach Simon Harris this morning. It's his day in the sun, for example, with the Irish Sun featuring him three times. On the front page, the paper said he said yesterday that Fine Gael is delivering for families, but the Sun says that isn't true for families of children with scoliosis. Over the page, he's reported as saying that the government might extend the school hot meals programme into the holidays to help poorer families. And further inside the paper, the Sun reports Simon Harris saying we haven't done enough for Gaza. He asks himself every single day what more the government could do at this time of shame. And then there are his disagreements. The Irish Independent says the Taoiseach slapped down his government colleague, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. Stephen Donnelly had said that any decision about a public inquiry into the paedophile surgeon Michael Shine is a matter for the Department of Justice. No, said Simon Harris, it's a matter for the whole government. Then, in the Irish Daily Star, Simon Harris is crossing swords with his Green colleagues over the government's decision to defer a tax on unused land already zoned for housing. This is to avoid penalising farmers. Simon says it's simple. As long as I am Taoiseach, no active farmer will pay land tax. The Greens reply in the Irish Times that land zoned for housing should be taxed straight away during a housing crisis. Not doing that, they say, is like hiding food in a famine. The Wild West, part of a headline in the front page of the Irish Examiner. It's a story on the annual report of the Forensic Science Agency, which says that the cannabis market is now the Wild West of the drugs market. This is because of the dizzying array of synthetic versions of the drug in circulation. The Forensic Science Ireland report also deals with improvements in technology that have led to new convictions, including one for the murder of Nora Sheehan, who was killed in 1981, and this is the oldest murder prosecution in Irish history. Two cancer-related stories in the papers today. The Irish Independent reports on a medical study which suggests that mindful breathing can help with pain from cancer. The study found that 20 minutes of mindful breathing could help ease the intensity of cancer-related pain and relieve the associated anxiety. And cancer is shortening the life of former England soccer manager Sven-Goran Eriksson. He's quoted in the Irish Daily Mirror where he says his pancreatic cancer means he has, at best, a year to live. He says, I think we're all scared to die, but life is about death as well. You have to learn to accept what is. I had a good life. Back to zoning and one of two GAA stories in the papers today. The front page of the Times tells us that a GAA club in Dublin is paying €1 million for 5 acres of land. If the land was zoned residential, it'd be worth at least €10 million. The club, which has 850 members, is buying the land from the local parish, which wants to ensure it stays as a playing field for 999 years. That report dovetails with a story on the front page of the sports section in the Irish Examiner, headlined The GAA's People Problem. It talks about a shift in population from rural to urban. Rural clubs have too few players and empty facilities. The urban clubs have too many players and not enough facilities. The head of the GAA Demographics Committee says the association is sleepwalking into catastrophe. That man, the head of the GAA Committee, has a wonderfully appropriate surname. He's Benny Hurl.
That's Ronan Kelly.